afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with Beans. I have a bunch of things to talk to you about today, specifically a story that I put out yesterday that is really crazy. It's been happening. However, I got a little tip. It's happening more. So just a little rundown before we get in to the couple things I want to tell you business-wise before we go forward. Today, we're going to talk about the military and the gender reassignment surgery they're doing on your dime, widespread across the military, the procedure behind that and everything else. We're also going to get into some new information from the American Cancer Society regarding cancer rates, and we'll talk about some of that. We have some new Pfizer scolding going on. We've obviously got a lot of information coming out right now about the Trump trials and some things I have to cover there. What's going on with the abortion ban, a subject that really disgusts me to talk about, but I have to. We're going to get into as much as we can. But before we do, just a couple things. I know you guys are, a lot of you are very longtime listeners of the show. I love you so much. Thank you so much. I wanted to give you a couple different ways that you can support us so we can keep going. You can go every single day to uncoverdc.com/support and throw us a coffee over there. You have the ability to give one time, you can give recurring, you can give $2, you can give $1, you can, you know, whatever you guys can do is fantastic. Also, we have locals. I do a pre-show from 7:45 in the morning to 8:15 before the show in the morning over on locals. You can go to uncoverdc.locals.com. It is a fully interactive show where I literally debate you, talk with you. It is fun as hell. I love everybody over there. We get into it. People share pictures. It is amazing. It's a family. It's the best. I love my pre-show. Love it. And also, sometimes things like this happen. I was contact Kyle Serafin came to me and he's like, hey, I know you're a carnivore and you're always talking about stuff like that. You might want to check these guys out. And I looked at this jerky because I'm a carnivore, so I always need a snack that's not bacon. Everybody loves bacon. I love bacon. I had a pound of bacon yesterday, but I want something else sometimes. And I was like, there's not going to be any way on the earth that this is going to be pure enough for me to put in my body because you can never find it. But I went to this website, Matt Hat Jerky. And I read the story about this young man. His name is Matt. He started this jerky company when he was 11. He started it when he was 11. And he wanted to copy his grandfather's jerky because his grandfather made like amazing jerky. Anyway, long story short, I ended up getting in touch with these guys and talking to them, and they have a freaking zero sugar, zero nitrite, zero carb, high fat flank steak freaking jerky that I could eat bags of. And we just, long story short, without getting into all the behind the scenes, they sent me some jerky. We went down to Florida for the Flynn movie. We ate every last, this is the best freaking beef jerky I've ever had in my life. And this young kid who's now 18 runs this company. He reminds me of William. He reminds me of freaking William, okay? Now, when I first read the ingredients on this, I said, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to be able to do this because it has soy in it, soy sauce. And they were like, no, let us explain. And they explained their organic soy sauce. And then we went back and forth a little bit. And this was before I even considered working with them or they were going to work with me. This was just basic, like, oh, I can't eat this. Second ingredient is soy. Nope. They actually, because of my feedback, added a page to their website about what the difference in the soys are and how they're made, and links below on how they're made, so that people who are like me, who are like, I'm not going to consume soy sauce, would understand. This is like amazing. So again, I'm now working with Matt Hat Jerky because Matt, I talked to him yesterday. Matt's a great kid. He's so sweet, so kind, so passionate about his business. Want to help him out. They want to help me out. I figure it's a net positive because I'm going to consume copious amounts of this frickin' jerky. And you can go to matthatjerky.com/TracyBeans. You'll get like, I think it's like 20% off your first order. Try this damn jerky. Eat it. I'm telling you. He like literally goes and checks each piece individual with his little team to make sure that it's right. Flank steak, freaking people, please try the jerky. Not for, even if I never started working with Matt, I would have been like, yeah, you got to try this jerky. Not only, they have the zero sugar carnivore one. I know this sounds crazy, but it's delicious. But they also have other stuff. It's good. It's really good. So get yourself some damn jerky. Go eat it. It's amazing, especially if you're carnivore and you want something you can actually eat and not have to freak out like, oh, is there seed oil? Oh, is there this? Mm-mm. None of it. Let's go buy some freaking jerky. Anyway, now that that's out of the way, let's move on here. There's something interesting going on here. Okay. The Daily Wire is launching a show, and I actually watched the trailer of this, and I thought I would love this show. It's so good. I want to show it to you as our feel good before we start the bad clip of the day. The feel good before we start the bad clip of the day. Here it is.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Walsh.
Please be seated. Ms. Goldstein. Mr. Bentley. Yeah. Mr. Outerbridge. Ms. Spicer.
Your Honor.
Mr. Barney.
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Singh. Yeah.
At 30,000 feet, my lips exploded.
Why would I pay rent to somebody who had sex with my sister?
A dog bit my finger.
He's allergic, like the grass.
If he didn't want me to drive the car, he would have took the key. I had it with him.
Has anyone told you you're the worst negotiator that's ever lived? I've never been more annoyed than I am in this moment. Not even close. That does it. Please get the hell out of my courtroom.
Yep. It's called Judged by Matt Walsh. Came out yesterday. I don't have Daily Wire Plus, but if I did, I would totally be watching that show. They're doing some fun stuff, like super fun. Oh, yeah. One chat, it's matthatjerky.com/TracyBeans. Go there and buy some freaking jerky. Okay, now we're going to get into the bad, the ugly, the crap, and we're going to talk about this trans military story. So I got a call from a military doctor who told me, listen, you really, 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 really need to look into what's going on with gender reassignment surgeries at military hospitals. And there's been a serious uptick in these over the past couple months. They're happening at least a couple times a week, at least. And it's an issue. Now, this person is talking about just one hospital in one area for one branch and said that the experience they've had has been mainly seeing female to male transitions. And I want to go through this with you guys because this policy that we're about to go through has been on the books for the past basically a year, since May of 2023. I found the policy. It is clearly designated. There has been a very significant investment in this, it seems, across the service. And there are a number of different little nuances that we need to talk about before I release the next portion of this series, which will be it's almost impossible for me to contain myself over this because it's terrible. for a number of different reasons. Before we go through, let me just get the reasons out before we go through the policy, okay? Number one, there's requirements in place for this. So you need to be enlisted for 180 days before you can use your government paid for, taxpayer paid for health care to get this quote treatment, okay? Once you hit your 180 days, then there's a requirement that you be diagnosed. They're granting waivers to people to go outside of the normal parameters and get diagnosed outside of the facility, the military hospital, or hospital system, if they want to, or if they can't do it on site. But there's a very, very almost awkward, I don't know, there's almost an awkward push for this very obscure thing. For them to do everything, including the search. I know that the military always wants people to do stuff with military hospital. I get that. But it just seems weird to me. They've assembled full interdisciplinary teams to handle these patients. And the whole thing is just mind-boggling to me. So you have to be on hormones for a year in most cases. And then once you're on the hormones for a year, which... all of it's just against what normal procedure is for active duty that we'll be serving. It's just not normal. Once you're on this for a year, then you also have to demonstrate that you have real life experience as your preferred gender for a year, like meaning you're living as it for a year. And then once you do that and you get the surgery, which we'll go over how many there are and what they're doing, you have to change your gender in the system within the military. It starts with a D. I can't remember off the top of my head. And then you're held to the combat standards, or the readiness standards, I should say, that a member of that gender is held to. So if you're going female to male, you're then at the end of this process, of which none of it you can serve through, especially not after that surgery. You've heard the horror stories. This is what I can't understand. You're held to that readiness standard, and you're not, guess what, women? Even if you transition, you're not hitting that benchmark. No matter what you do, it'll be very rare. So what do? You're released. And then what? We pay for you for the rest of your life and your family, if you have one. And that's a whole, so there's different subsets of this. There's the family portion of it because your family gets care. I'm going to fix this camera a little bit. There's the family portion of it because your family gets care, how they're handling that. Then there's the veteran community who is up in arms about this in a way that you wouldn't expect. They want it too. And then there's the fact that it seems to me that the military's created a hell of a business doing gender reassignment surgery on the taxpayer dime for people who can never serve and shouldn't be. Unbelievable. And let's not even get started. Like one of the examples I used in here, if you guys remember a couple years ago, I was raising money for a friend of mine to get heart surgery. He needed a specialized heart surgery. I was raising money to get him this heart surgery because they wouldn't pay for it. He went to Congress. They wouldn't give him exemption. They would not give him an exemption. He had to go to Congress. They didn't help him. He was going to die without this surgery. We raised the money for the damn surgery, $180,000. I don't remember, but we did. He is thriving today, thank God. But if there wasn't a me or like somebody else in my kind of space to help him raise all that money, he would have died. And they're doing this? There's a lot of this happening. That's the thing. There's a lot of it happening. So let's just go through some of this, guys. Their definition of what is medically necessary is so vague and ridiculous, they can use it however they want, whenever they want. Medically necessary refers to healthcare services or supplies that qualified medical professionals accept to be appropriate, reasonable, and adequate for the diagnosis. So a heart surgery doesn't fit, but if you feel like you're a dude when you wake up in the morning, we're all good. We're all good. I want to move down. There's a whole set of procedures. There's a whole set of departments. People start out as GI, not the way you think. Gender incongruence. And then they move into a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. Here they are. Transgender is an umbrella term used to capture the spectrum of gender identity and gender expression diversity. GI occurs when an individual's sex assigned at birth and gender identity do not align, and the individual may identify as transgender. Some individuals experience GI at a clinically significant level, resulting in GD, specified in reference O, as a marked incongruence between one's experienced or expressed gender and sex assigned at birth of at least 6 months' duration, and is associated with a clinically significant distress or impairment in social, occupational, or other important areas of functioning. There's a whole 40-page manual, but they have assigned a whole team, again, at these hospitals. First, they get a diagnosis on-site or at a primary care physician with a waiver. Then they try to find a treatment doc in-market inside the military. Those new people review and then evaluate the diagnosis. And then it goes to the transgender health center that validates the diagnosis. In what world would anybody ever not validate that diagnosis given the culture that we're in? It wouldn't happen. But this is the team of doctors that they've assembled for these people. They've got a primary care doc, a BH, dermatology, endocrinology, gynecology, general and plastic surgery, urology, oral surgery, speech pathology, like gender-affirming voice training. I feel like Elmo in the fire room. Gender-affirming voice, and then case management and other specialties. Imagine how great it must be. Like voice training, so you sound more like the... As long as they validate the medical necessity of this, it's covered. And that's one of the things that they're supposed to do. They have actually also created an entire working group inside of this to streamline the application process for waivers so that they don't have to wait for them. Talk to any active duty service member who has had a hard time getting an actual procedure they need done about how long it takes if they need a waiver. Talk to them. Now, here's the part that, boing, red flags are going up for me on, okay? Here's part of it. Point one, this is what some case management worker inside or doctor inside the system here has to do. Validate documentation confirms the gender dysphoria diagnosis according to the current edition of the, ready? It's not my words. Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Mental disorders? It's not the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders and Medically Necessary Transitions. Medical disorders. I mean, mental disorders. Mental disorders. I thought we were the ones who were crazy for saying this was a mental disorder. Why is it categorized in a book? Literally named mental disorders? And then why are these people fit for duty if they have a mental disorder? Can anybody answer those two very simple questions for me? This is the U.S. military right now. You are not supposed to, like Reese is saying, you're not supposed to be able to serve if you have a mental disorder. Because then you're on medications like hormones, which they require, and you can't serve. So what the hell is going on here? The only thing that got me is, it's crazy because they're like, okay, if you have the surgery, you won't be able to conceive. And so we want to make sure before we do these certain surgeries that you've met the real life experience metric. Because a year of living as a woman or a man will completely negate your innate I don't know, your innate desire to have children or bear children or provide, conceive. The pre-surgical checklist before the people have the surgery is insane. Here, services through the outside provider when care deemed medically necessary by an MTF inside provider is a TRICARE non-covered service as described in section 199.5 G15 of reference H. The waiver process provides an avenue to lawfully cover these otherwise non-covered services to include gender assignment surgery for active duty service members that will enable them to return to full duty worldwide deployable status, maintain medical readiness, and or reach their maximum rehabilitative potential. Since when did the military become a farm for mentally ill people to change their gender on the taxpayer dime? And they have a whole section for not the trans folks who are very sure they want to go from men to woman, woman to men. Non-binary and gender diverse people, they need extra support. If you're non-binary and you don't know what the hell you're doing and you identify as a clown one day, you need extra care. And they sure provide it. They sure do provide it. Now, here's the thing I thought to myself with this part. They never tell the 13 and 14-year-olds this stuff when they're doling out the hormone therapy when they're 13 and 14. Make sure you let them know that if they're on these hormones, they will have an effect on your future fertility options, and discuss the options for fertility preservation prior to starting the treatment. How many 14-year-old kids that doctors are doling this medication out to gets this guidance from their quote doctor? How many? Zero. You'll never be able to have a baby if you do this at 13. So the likelihood of you having a baby is very small if you do this at 13. So let's preserve your eggs or your sperm. And Kate, what are we doing? What are we doing here? Anyway, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here. They're even doing cosmetic only surgeries for people that aren't sex changes, I guess, in that way. Surgeries that you would like always have to pay for out of your own pocket. For example, breast augmentation or breast implants, shaving down your Adam's apple, laser hair removal. What else? A mastectomy. It's unbelievable. And again, like I said, there's more. This is the rabbit hole I never wanted to go down. But now that I'm halfway in there, I have to finish. Oh, please, don't even. This is our United States military. For goodness sakes, our enemies are hysterical at us. Are you kidding me? Listen to this. This is the surgery. They will perform for you a hysterectomy, abdominal, vaginal, a laparoscopy, either way. They will remove your testicles, perform clitoral release surgery, a phalloplasty, placement of ball prosthesis, fake balls, a scrotoplasty when they rearrange your girl parts to make it look like a urethroplasty, a vaginectomy, just removing your vagina. Can you believe this is what they're doing? The removal of the penis, A construction of a new vagina from skin. A rearrangement of your old tissue that you had if you were a dude to create a labiaplasty. Using your scrotum to make a new. This is disgusting. This is what they're doing to people. Not only is this just completely mutilating human beings, which is something we can absolutely discuss, but they're mutilating mentally ill human beings and then attempting to send them out into the world to defend us on a battlefield. You know that they're very keen on war. That seems okay. That seems fine. Thank you, Reese, for your Rumble rant. That is so appreciated. Now, all of those that we just went through, those were surgeries that actually literally, like, do I have to even say it? They affect your reproductive system. They mutilate your body. Many of the horror stories coming out, like, people don't live okay after they have these surgeries done. The recovery time is extensive. When, after all of this, do they get cleared to go back and fight? Especially if you need only these procedures that you don't want to get it chopped off, let's just say. Facial feminization surgery. Gender affirming voice training. Laser or electrolysis hair removal. Those are all covered for you. No worries. Chest surgery and reconstruction, including mastectomy. If you want all of those things, thank you, Ricky. God bless you. If you want all of those things, you can get those too. But for everyone else, these surgeries I'm about to tell you about are considered elective and off the table. But if you are a man who thinks they want to be a woman, you can get an abdominoplasty, a breast augmentation, a blepharoplasty, which is an eyelid lift. This is all plastic effing surgery. Electrolysis, a facelift, a facial bone reduction, hair transplants, liposuction, Adam's apple surgery, a rhinoplasty, a nose job. This is infuriating. This is what your tax dollars are paying for in the military, and voice modification surgery too. All because you're mentally ill, in my opinion, and you decided that you wanted to change yourself into something you're not, and the military is all too happy to pay for it. I'm just going to say this. Reese, I told you about this the other day. I did a little teaser on the Monday show, and you're like, yeah, I don't think that's really happening. You have no idea how often this is happening. A lot. In a lot of different hospitals. For every branch. It seems like a business. They really want to perform all these on site. It really seems like a business to me. And I kind of teased a little bit the veteran portion of this because there are groups out there that are demanding that the VA start providing these services to, quote, trans veterans. And one of the stats that blew my mind and I have a really hard time believing is that there are over 20% of transgender people in the United States have served in the military. Or approximately more than 134,000 veterans. Now, that sounds like too much. That sounds like there's no way 134,000 veterans are trans. If 134,000 people are 20% of the transgender community, multiply that out. And then think about the amount of services, craziness, attention, corporate crap, bull crap we're giving to that tiny little fraction of the population, which is growing in leaps and bounds now on purpose. It is a literal, it's a cultural destabilization tactic. They're destroying our kids. So again, this group, TAVA, Transgender American Veterans Association, I think that's the name of it, filed a lawsuit. Oh, we got Boeing on there. We've got Amazon on there. 23 states joined in. Oh, yeah, let's give our VA benefits to the trans people to get their gender reassignment surgeries because we can't live in America. We'll die without these surgeries. Give me a break. I don't care if you think you're transgender or you live as a transgender person or whatever. I don't care. Do your thing, man. Go, whatever. Just leave me the F alone and don't steal my money for your proclivities. Find your own damn money for it. I'm tired of my money being stolen for things that I do not support. Like, it's not the government's responsibility to cut your peep off, okay? It's not. Figure it out. This is not a heart transplant or chemotherapy we're talking about here. Or diabetes medication. And you know, the funniest thing... Do what you want. You want to wear a dress and you're a guy? I don't care. Just leave me alone. Like, leave me alone and... Dude, you stay the F away from my kids. You come near my children with your nonsense in a story time or whatever... It's game. It's game on. If you want to live your own life and go shopping in a dress or whatever you want to do or date whoever you... I don't care. Just leave my kids and me and my pocketbook out of it. And the government. Very, very little. Why is it that this stat... Like, what is it about the military that makes all these people trans? Were they trans before they went into the military? Are they trans because they were in the military? Is the military purposefully, you know... It's just weird. It's just weird. So, there's more. Because you know what happens? Every time I have a story like this that I publish, you know, there's the people that come out and yell at me about it. Like, one chick was like, well, this has been happening for over a year. Where were you? I'm here now, biatch. Okay? You want to keep yelling at me or do you want to let me do my damn thing?
Where were you a year ago?
Gotta find that meme. The D-Generation X suck it meme. Anyway, long story short, this particular post has caused a flood of very, very important people to contact me with more information. I'm a journalist after all. So there's more. It'll be coming very soon. Because people are pissed. They're pissed. And there's no very big open forum for them to share this stuff. They can't say it themselves. Nobody wants to write about it. Very few. I know Brianna Morello and Kyle both talked about this about a year ago, but we didn't have the history of it happening. Now that we're coming up on the 12 months of required hormones, everybody's rushing in to get their surgery, so you're seeing the uptake. So, Reese, God bless you. I just wanted to tell you a couple different things. About interviews, I will have an interview with Rich Zioli in Pennsylvania today. At 5, I am doing an interview with Pags, Joe Pags, on Thursday. I'm expecting a few more to trickle in that I will have to talk about this story. But as I'm talking about it, there will be another one. So if I'm quiet today, that means that I'm working on it. You're going to start to see, because I have to say, a really terrible thing that I've been dealing with for a little bit over a year that ended up, I thought was going to be absolutely fantastic and was so excited about, that I think has ended up being an absolute fail. And that frees my time up significantly. And I'm still getting over this. It's been hard. Maybe one day I'll explain it. It's been really, really hard. Really hard. But you know what that means? I'm back. Oh, I am back. And I am back real hardcore. Good luck. If you're out there and you're screwing up, good luck. Because I've got 99% of my time now to focus on you. I hope you're ready. Hope you're ready. Anyway, it was on Citizen Free Press. If you don't know, Citizen Free Press is the most amazing aggregator out there. He picked up our column. He picks up a lot of our columns. Kane runs Citizen Free. He owes me an interview. Kane, you owe me an interview. Citizen Free Press picked it up. Go visit them. And here's the article on uncoverdc.com. Goes through everything. If you want to share this with your friends, all the screenshots are there. All of the policy is there. The links are there to the documents. I have much, much more to come. This is just the beginning. And that's just the beginning. We're going to change topics. It's 9:15. I knew this was going to happen. So much to talk about. They used to, you know, when I was little, they used to call me Motor Mouth. I wonder why. Mom would vouch. If mom is in the chat, she'll tell you. Oh, also, somebody said never heard about it during Trump. It was happening. Not really. He banned it all. He didn't ban people from serving, but none of this was allowed. None of it. No hormones, no treatment, nothing. It was not allowed. In 2020, all of a sudden, the Pentagon changed everything. So let's listen to this new news report from the about what the American Cancer Society has said about cancer rates in young people. Let's listen.
A new important study from the American Cancer Society. Deaths are down across the board, but there is concerning news about cancer rates among adults under 50.
And there are several types of cancers that are driving those concerns. ABC's Tim Pulliam explains.
Although deaths from cancer have dropped by 33% since the early 90s, the American Cancer Society is noticing a troubling trend, a rise in cancer deaths among adults age 50 and under.
For this year, there'll be over 2 million people that'll be diagnosed with cancer for the first time. That's the first time we've ever been over that number. And we're seeing some cancer trends that I think are really important for people to hear about.
The numbers are alarming. Colon cancer is now the number one cause of death among men under the age of 50, according to the ACS. That's the same cancer that killed actor Chadwick Boseman in 2020. He was 43.
Just stopping it for a second. You notice how they purposefully pulled somebody, really quick, they purposefully pulled somebody that had colon cancer young before the vaccines rolled out. You think that's an accident? No, it's not. Use your sniffers. It's not an accident. Reese is saying that when Trump was in office, it was happening. Okay. There were policy against it. They were probably using the waiver process to get around it. I read it all. Like, he did put things in place to stop it. So if they didn't listen to him, it would just be characteristic of everything else they did that he said not to do. But it was there. So that could be true. But do you notice how they put that in there? Oh, actor so-and-so got this in 2020 before the vaccine. It's a propaganda tool. They're just sliding it in there for you. Oh, this was happening before the vaccine. You think that's an accident? Nope. Sorry. Just had to point that out. I can't help myself. Here we go.
Colon cancer is the number two killer among women, followed by breast cancer, which researchers say is also rising among women younger than age 50. And will account for 32% of new cancers this year. Researchers say the growing prevalence of colon cancer in men and women is likely due to the rise of obesity and other environmental factors. Health experts now recommending colon screenings start at age 45 instead of 50 for those of average risk for colon cancer.
Okay, I'm stopping it again. Ugh. Yes, everybody drink your liquid, clean your damn colon out at 45, go in and get your colon, you know, go for the surgery. It's a surgery. They put you under anesthesia. They probe in there and look for stuff. You think your insurance is expensive now? All these little things add up. They all add up over time. What a nightmare. We got to fix all this. You and me. We got to fix this somehow. We will. We got to do it. I'm ready. Let's do this. I am so ready. Take the information, share it with your friends. That's what I can do best right now. Just saying. Here we go.
Still seeing cancer disparities. You know, sadly, too many black women, too many black men are dying from cancer, many more than their white comrades.
Comrades?
Uterine cancer deaths on the rise, too. According to researchers, it's primarily due to racial disparities, leading to diagnoses at later stages.
42% of cancers are actually preventable. And so how do you do that? Actually, if you eat right, you keep normal BMI.
Eat right? Eat right? Really? Huh. I wonder if their eating right includes a whole ton of sugar and fiber. Make sure your BMI is low, but here's your standard American diet. Go get yourselves fat. Matt had beef jerky would help. I couldn't help it. It just opened itself up right there. MattHadBeefJerky.com/TracyBeans.
Why? You don't smoke. You actually do exercise. Even walking around this every 5 minutes, every hour is really important. You get your vaccinations.
Oh!
And you basically do what you can.
Oh, get your vaccines, guys. Then there'll be no way that we can stop this. Then there'll be no way. Listen to Dr. Yeadon.
When I looked at the mRNA vaccine, I looked at the Pfizer one, the Moderna one, I was horrified. My contention is that there are multiple deliberate toxicities built into these materials, and I can justify that. I ask your audience to think, how is it that their body plays nice with itself, doesn't attack itself unless you're unfortunate and have an autoimmune disease, but normally your immune system, like they're like military personnel. They stay in their barracks, they don't harm you. But when you're infected or you get a cancer maybe, they go to war. And you know the distinction, how it is that your body does that trick? It distinguishes self, all the things inside your body that are meant to be there. It doesn't attack anything foreign, anything non-self. It will attack. So when you take mRNA and get the human body to make a piece of a foreign organism. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not my dog. When your body is instructed to make a piece of foreign, non-human protein, every cell that expresses that is now blaring a signal, I've been invaded. Your immune system goes to war and tries to kill it. Every single cell that this material goes into. These could never, ever be safe for a mass market use. If you just give it to mass population, they will attack their own cells and kill them. That is the reason why you see dozens of different side effects, because it's one mechanism of toxicity, but expressed anywhere in the body, wherever it happens to land. There are many more concerns, but that's my first top one.
And you said this was intentional?
Oh, yes. All four companies, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer, all chose the same parts of this so-called COVID-19 virus. They all chose the same parts. They all chose the bit that sticks out the outside called spike protein. So a couple of things here. If I was leading a drug discovery team, and I did dozens of times, the chances that my peers in the other company will come up with the same solution is remote, to tell the truth. And you would never pick this. Why would you not pick this? We knew from previous work that the spike proteins that stick out from the outside of these microorganisms are biologically active. They can trigger blood coagulation and they are neurally toxic. They should have picked, if you believe the story about viruses, and I have significant concerns, but if we just go with the narrative, you would definitely, definitely not pick the part of the virus that is biologically active. And the fact that all four drug companies did it, it's a black swan event. That's deliberate. When I looked at
a real black swan event. In the UK, Pfizer accused of bringing discredit on pharmaceutical industry after COVID social media posts. The company has been found to have breached the regulatory code 5 times, which includes making misleading claims, failing to maintain high standards, and promoting unlicensed medicines. A ruling by the pharmaceutical watchdog, the Prescription Medicines Code of Practice Authority, relates to a complaint about a message posted on X by a senior Pfizer employee. They claimed such misbehavior on social media was even more widespread than they had thought and extended right to the top of their UK operation. They declared that an unlicensed medicine was proactively disseminated. The medical director of Pfizer UK shared a post from an employee of Pfizer in the US which said, quote, "Our vaccine candidate is 95% effective in preventing COVID-19 and 94% effective in people over 65 years old. We will file all of our data with health authorities within days. Thank you to every volunteer in our trial and to all who are tirelessly fighting this pandemic." The problem is this, if the Texas lawsuit was still ongoing, which I think it is not, he stopped sending me the stuff. If the Texas lawsuit was still, this is the linchpin in their case. They used relative risk instead of absolute risk when they made up their 95% effective number. This is such a crime against humanity. At this point, I'm like, okay, forget, let's put aside the origin story and focus on this. And Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, one of the doctors behind the lawsuit that prompted or forced the FDA to remove their horse paste, "You're not a horse," tweets, is still on fire. She will not stop. God bless this woman. Sometimes you screw with the wrong people and you don't realize what you're doing. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, shoot. She's going after them on making statements about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, that they're not indicated for use, that they will not work in prophylaxis, that they will not work in therapy and treatment, things we all know to be false at this point. And you know what? Somebody posted underneath here, the Board of Pharmacy, this is Marvin, good friend, on socials. I don't know him personally, but the State Board of Pharmacy can pound sand. There's always a way. And where is his medicine from? His medicine is from Mexico. Just think about this. How many Americans were forced to go to Mexico to get safe medications over the counter to take for themselves? I always used to say this. Think about that. People near the border needed to travel across the border to another country where they could buy medicine to treat themselves for a virus in the United States because their doctors couldn't get their medication, the pharmacies wouldn't dispense their medication, and the doctors wouldn't prescribe. Think about that for a second. You get it over the counter, ivermectin, azithromycin, amoxicillin, hydroxychloroquine. Over the counter. Must be super dangerous. Still can't wrap my head around the fact that we had to go all the way down to another country, Mexico, to get medicine, to treat ourselves so we didn't perish or suffer from a virus that was 100%. And we'll end with this. We'll end with Kennedy on Cuomo.
The journalist, the press is no longer.
We're going to end with this today.
I announced 9 months ago, I said, you know, our whole country has just had a big medical experiment for 3 years performed on them. And I'm going to do a mass experiment now myself. And it's an experiment just in telling the truth to people, the truth as I see it, which, you know, I could be wrong about. But if I'm wrong, I'm going to change that. And if there's an appetite in this country or hearing the truth actually from politicians, then, you know, then I'll win. I'll be president next November. I think people are so tired of being lied to. And, you know, when I was a kid, when my uncle was president, it was 80% of Americans believed the government. Americans believed the government would never lie to them. In fact, the first time that Americans realized our government lies to us is when Gary Francis Powers was shot down in the U-2. And in 1973, the Pentagon Papers came out, and Americans were like, oh my God, the government actually lies to us. Today, 90% of Americans believe the government lies virtually every day. And if you don't believe that, then you're not paying attention. And one of the problems is, Chris, as you know, the journalist, the press, is no longer doing its job of questioning the president, of maintaining that posture of eternal and fierce skepticism. They've become instead amplifiers for all the lies that the government tells us. And you look at this polarization, and it's driven so much because people no longer have faith in any of the institutions of our country.
Which is why you should support independent journalism. We're like, it's so important. So please, if you have it in your heart, go to uncoverdc.com/support. Throw us a coffee. Figure that out. Sign up for our locals, uncoverdc.locals.com. Get the pre-show. Or you can support me by supporting the sponsors, Patriot Gold or madhatjerky.com/TracyBeans. That helps me and our team keep going and keep doing this for you 3 days a week, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, whenever the mood strikes. Keep your eyes out, guys, for the next installment of the series on what's going on in our military with your tax dollars. And make sure you tune in on Friday because Frank's here. It's Frank Friday. We're going to try and have a little fun Friday. Fun Friday with Frank. Say that four times fast. Share the show out with your friends. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for the people who gave us our little Rumble rants. I love you so much. Go out there. Get your toes in the grass a little bit. Make sure you enjoy the sun or the wind or whatever. Look at a flower blooming. Just think about nature. Human beings, ultimately, as a whole, are good, good people. So many things happen every day that we don't get to see while all of this is going on, and we need to make sure that we even out that balance just a little bit. I love all of you guys, and I will see you back here on Friday. Peace.